Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Can you believe it? It's been a week? Oh my god, it's amazing. That's right, this is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mao, this is show 141 for those of you keeping track at home, and for those of you who aren't, I just told you. But, listen up, gather around the campfire everyone, this is an Indie Circuit exclusive, never done before. That's right, the show is going to be dedicated. Can you imagine that? Can you believe it? Think about that. Wow, a show dedicated. Yes. Now, I will elaborate further as to why said dedication is done, but I am going to wholeheartedly say this show is dedicated to one Globetrotter who's out there doing her thing from the University of Kutztown. Oh, anyone know that? Anyway, I am, of course, saying, you know, good luck, Caitlin. That's right. The show is dead. This show is going to be dedicated to Caitlin, globetrotting across the pond, going to, let me see if I can, I wrote it down so I wouldn't screw it up, the University of Sheffield. Ah, wow. Pretty cool, huh? Out there doing her thing, trying it on her own. Whew, I will tell you. And the reason I, you know, a friend of mine growing up, it's her daughter, Caitlin, saw on Facebook a little while back, getting ready for the big, you know, to go across the pond to the university and try something different on our own, and it struck a chord with me. Of course, if you're a long-time listener to this show, you know I did that in 2011, where I went to a tiny little area in Korea and taught English to kids who did not want to learn English, and it was difficult. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I dedicate this show to Caitlin out there doing her thing. And maybe, just maybe, she will realize this big, great big world is still very, very small, and we still are all rooting for her on her side. We are here on this side waiting for her to get back. And so go do your thing, you know, and come back safe and sound. And I will, of course, you know, expound upon my learning experiences from abroad. I guarantee Caitlin's will be quite a bit different. I don't want to say better, because... yeah, you always pick stuff up, learn stuff. It changes you as a person, or gives you better perspective when you go abroad to different countries and live and try to learn and try to survive and all that kind of stuff, you know. And if you read some of my friends back home would read my blog. I had a blog back then. It's called Kimchi A Go Go, and it's still out there somewhere, you know, cyberspace. Everything's forever. So if you go to kimchiagogo.wordpress.com, some of my posts, they were worried about my health, because I had no friends, no nothing. It was just me in this little apartment out there trying to learn, trying to survive. I didn't know a lick of Korean. Luckily, I'm pretty sure everyone in Sheffield will at least be able to understand Caitlin. So, all right, dedicated to you. Here's some tunes. When I come back, we'll talk about other things, because, of course, if you're in Florida, then I have to plug Free Play. But here's some music first. I'll be right back.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Yeah! That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Oh, yeah, baby. That's right. That was Ginny Oops, JINNYOOPS exclamation point. And they put an exclamation point on awesome that I played for you. Time, Ho, Communication, and Minx. Of course, that was from the Eat Your Brain album. I almost said CD, but I don't even think CDs are a thing anymore, are they? Yikes. I'm old. Oh, well. Yes, that was Ginny Oops. They are the come around for a lot of the Japan Night events that come over from with the Benton label, Benton Records. So yeah, check them out. Look them up online. I'm sure they have a website, ginnyoops.com or whatever, but just type it into the Google. That's the kids say. They don't say that anymore, but I say it. Yes. So where was I? I was not going to do a bad English person impression because I would get yelled at from someone living over there. Not yelled at, but being like, don't. Stop, please stop. And I understand that. But I was going to say, if you are in Florida, this is the last week I can plug this show. I'm hoping to get a lot of interviews and stuff like that I can like drop in so you can hear how awesome it was if you missed it. So if you're not across the pond, if you are over here in the hot, humid, oppressive world of Florida, it's not oppressive, I just kid, Florida. If you are over here in Florida, November 11th, 12th, and 13th, if you are not at the Doubletree in Orlando, at Free Play Florida, well, then you're square. Be there or be square, the kids say. Now, I don't think they say that either. I don't care, though. So, this event is incredible. There's 3 days. I bought the VIP pass, which is all 3 days. This is my first time over there, but I've read and learned a lot about it, and I'm like, oh my god, how have I missed this before? Free Play Florida. I think the website is wp.freeplay.florida, but again, just put it in the search engine, it'll tell you where to go. I'll tell you where to go, all right? So Free Play Florida is basically like just 3 days of arcade insanity. There's arcade machines that you can play and tournaments and pinball tournaments. And then there's panels where you meet like Dirty Donnie, the artist. This is so awesome. I can't wait to meet him. I hope I can like interview him. I'll be like, oh, I'm freaking out. And he'll be like, would you stop? And then he'll spray me with mace. It'll be a bad interview. But anyway, and then there's also, like, you know, Stern's going to be there. I think there's some Stern representatives going to be there. Billy Mitchell's going to be there. Have you seen King of Kong? Am I right? Anyway, you know, at least check it out. You don't have to go for all 3 days. I did because, you know, I'm just stupid. Crazy with the video games. But I'm saying you can just go for 1 day. You can just swing on by and check it out. You know, if you're an enthusiast of that. I think there's even console games there. Some of the old Atari, NES, stuff like that. There's the stick with the hoop, you know, where you push the hoop down the dirt road. That's going to be there, I heard. I originally didn't think they were going to have that one, but they do. They will. And then they'll have ball and cup on the stick, you know. They're not having those two things. I don't think those are very fun anyway, but there is all kinds of stuff. Check them out online. Go support this awesome event, Free Play Florida. I'm going to have tons of like interviews, I hope, and get some really good audio stuff for you so you can hear it, and support it because it is awesomely cool. And also hear some awesomely cool music, because I don't think you tuned in to hear me blather on about this or that and the other thing. And if you did, well, sorry, man. But here's music.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl,
everybody, come on in. Mongoose is gonna show you how to swim. Come on in.
Master. badges. We don't need no stinking badges. Oh, no.
Ghetto Freaks explodes on the screen with excitement never before shown in a motion picture. Ghetto Freaks exposes the sensuous facts of taking over a white commune and turning the white chicks into soul sisters.
Help me! I said no. She's my lady. Nobody touches her.
What's the matter, man? You knew the rules when you joined this family. And the rules were real fine when you didn't have a chick of your own. But you took your share real good. Now your little pink lady is going to obey the rules. You're gonna watch.
Ghetto Freaks is a motion picture that will make every part of you react with a new feeling. Groupies, long hairs, freaks, all living in one soul family and doing the bidding of a black leader. Nothing could stop these freaks from performing their weird initiation rituals night after night. Every new white convert wore an afro and obeyed the rules of the leader, and he showed them how to get their kicks where their cracker lovers left off. Ghetto Freaks is a film you can't afford to miss. Ghetto Freaks.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, U.S. dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
Oh, Borat. Remember that? Yeah, that was a thing. Anyway, before that thing, there was another thing. And then before that thing was the Out of Sights. How did you dig that? That was from, I played some clips from Out of Sight, Out of Sights, Out of Mind. Oh, come on. I played Come On and Swim, I Dream of Jeannie, I Wish You Were Mine, and Your Eyes. Very cool stuff. I know, I just got I have two albums of theirs, like vinyl albums. I just bought one. I forget what the heck the name of it was. I didn't get a chance to listen to it too much. I put it on the turntable once, and I was like, oh, this is awesome, and really dig those guys. Check them out. I know the Out of Sights have a site, too, but you can just go on Facebook. That's where I usually tell everyone to do everything. Just go on Facebook. In fact, hey, while I'm doing the toss, you can do the Indie Circuit has its own Facebook page now, and I'll throw up, like, after I eat too much. I don't throw up. That's sad. I shouldn't have said that. I did say it, but I shouldn't have. So anyway, if you go to the Facebook page for the Indie Circuit, click like or follow or whatever those things are, and you know, every now and then I'll put up something like, hey, check out this album, or you know, like last week, Poor Lily, a friend of the show band, Poor Lily from the Bronx, they released a new album, and I got it, and it was, they sent it and sent some extra stickers, and I was like, oh, stickers, I love stickers. And who doesn't love Snickers? I said stickers. I mean Snickers. I meant both of them, I guess. I wonder if you put stickers on Snickers and eat it, if it would be extra good. I don't think that would pan out. I don't think that hypothesis has any weight to it. Yikes. Hey, how about some more music? Since I'm tongue-tied and stupid in the head.
That is not real funny, man. Hey, your mama.
Trip. a trip, a great escape, and never leave the slip.
Happiness. dancing in the sun, swinging in the rays. Tomorrow shining in my eyes, dancing in the sun as it radiates.
I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain.
Don't die, Rucker Hauer. Don't die. We love you. Blade Runner. At least half of those releases of that movie were good. All right, so anyway, yes, before the break, that was Bongo Boy Beach. I got it right this time, huh? Huh? That's a various artist compilation. Bongo Boy Beach. The first one I played was Mark Baxter's Great Escape. And I put, then the second song was A Year From Monday, Follow Your Bliss. And then, oh, here we go. Esquille, oh god, featuring Bruno Alexander, Dancing on the Sun, Escolante, I should play only words I can say, then I'd be down to like one song, so anyway, I get a little bit serious here. At the beginning of the show was a dedication to Caitlin and all of her awesomeness going across, doing something crazy, doing something different. And I will say, you know, as an inspirational shout-out, good for you. You know, a lot of people thought I was insane for just going to Korea, and they were right. But, you know, you take these experiences in life, and you can just be safe and just click along and do clickety-click, same thing day in and day out, which is what happens to a lot of us. And that's okay, but your brain just gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and your perspective gets shorter and smaller and tighter and tighter and tighter. So, good on you. We're all behind you. We're all supporting you. We can't wait till you get back safe and sound with a whole new perspective on life. And go to it, kid. Give it a hell. That's all. And if you're from Korea and you remember me as being your teacher and I was always angry, it's because you hated me. I don't think they hated me. I just think they hated school and English. And yeah. So that did not work out so well. But hey, got to see Japan a lot of times. Got to spend some time with some exchange students. My daughters, I call them, lived with me for a couple years here and there. I got to spend time with them, and that was the most blessed years of my life. All right, enough of the yak, don't talk back. Let's play some songs, and then I'll come back, and I'll say goodbye, and then you'll be like, oh, I miss him already, but don't worry, I'll be back next week.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Yeah, 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 y ない僕に来た。私だけ金がないみたい。マイボーフレンズギター。スター。 I love you。
Nostalgic. Started talking about my time in Japan and my time in Korea, and I started thinking about the awesome time I was over. Kaneko has put me up at this hotel, and I was wandering around these back alleys, which I did this a lot. I used to just go and wander. I'd take a bus somewhere and just get off and wander and wander and look and look, and I found these old shops, and one of them was an old record shop, and I just stumbled upon Lulu's Marble. Some obscure garage band. They had 3 albums out. I bought every one of them. When I got home, I listened to this album. I was like, oh my god, I love this band. Because I'm a big fan of the 5678s. And the guy was like, well, if you like the 5678s, you might like this. And I was like, yes, sir. Blind bought it. Brought it home. Wow. Love them. Love their music. Lulu's Marble. You're not going to find very much out there on them. I know the lead singer died. And, you know, tragic. Very sad. But again, all right, make sure you check out all my other podcasts. Oh my god, I got to try and remember this. On the Indie Circuit, on the Indie Circuit, on Radio St. Pete, I have the Indie Circuit, of course, and then I have Kung Fu Theater. Look us up in the archive section. And if you go to bunchofdorks.com, there you're going to see the top one is Slow Robot A Go-Go. That's our B through Z grade movie review show. And then the Two Dimension Podcast, not me, but it's about comic books. And then the bottom one is a defunct, very cursy, angry show called Bunch of Dorks. It's been defunct. It was a 10-year-old show. It went for 10 years, and then it didn't. All right, that's it for this week. Thanks, everyone. Always appreciate you listening. Make sure you check out my other podcasts online. And, hey, sing us out of here, Don Sullivan, with your happy little mushroom song. See you next week, all.
There was a mushroom, sad little mushroom. There was a meadow ready to cry. There was a sparrow, gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children laugh. The Lord said, laugh, laugh, laugh. And the Lord, he said, I created for you a world of joy from out of the blue. And all that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a girl and boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. And there was a garden, beautiful garden, held in the arms
of a world without joy. Then there was laughter, wonderful laughter, for he created a girl and a boy. And the Lord said, oh, laugh, children laugh, the Lord said, 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 laugh.
Isn't it, Chad?
Oh, it sure is. And you know, I never felt any more like laughing than I do right now.